This is New England Public Radio News. Massachusetts residents who are looking to get a handicapped parking placard sometimes face a long wait. There is a quicker way, but it involves a lengthy drive from Western Mass. And despite pressure from state lawmakers, little has changed over the past few years. New England Public Radio's Adam Frenier reports.
Well, I have one crutch, and I'm holding on to the banister on my left side, which gives me some stability.
That's Pelham resident Peter Acker. He's going downstairs to his basement where he works in his home audio studio. Acker hurt his knee this spring and re-injured it recently. He got the necessary paperwork signed by his doctor to get a placard that would allow him to park his vehicle in handicapped spaces while he recovers. He took the forms to the Registry of Motor Vehicles branch in Greenfield.
They called my number. I went up to the window. Hobbled up to the window and handed them the forms. And the attendant said, "Thank you very much. You should have your placard in about a month."
Acker says he was shocked by the delay, but this recording on the RMV's medical affairs hotline indicates some people may be waiting even longer.
"We have processed all applications for temporary disabled parking placards received as of May 26th.
So that means some people are still waiting after 6 weeks, and the wait is even longer for applicants with permanent disabilities. We asked to interview someone from the registry for this story, but we were told nobody was available. In an email, a spokeswoman says they try to expedite requests for temporary parking passes, good for 4 months or less. And she says in recent months, they've been training more staff members to handle placard applications. But this is not a new problem.
"There's absolutely no excuse for it."
That's Longmeadow State Senator Eric Lesser. He points out there is one way around all of this waiting for those who are willing to go to Boston. They can go directly to the RMV's Medical Affairs Office to submit their paperwork. If it's approved, then they can get their placard that day.
"Residents who live in the Boston area can take public transportation to pick up their RMV placards right at the RMV headquarters in Boston. It's obviously unrealistic for people in Western Mass to make a 150-mile round trip."
So they have to go to a registry branch instead, which sends all of that paperwork to Boston to wait for approval. Lesser was one of 24 Western Mass lawmakers who wrote to transportation officials in 2016 looking to create a more convenient option for their constituents. And 2 years later, there's no change.
"You know, when we had had conversations with MassDOT about this issue and they responded in writing to those concerns, they had assured us that these issues were going to get addressed. That's clearly not been the case."
The senator says the next step might be to pursue legislation to force a solution. In the meantime, Acker, who is still waiting for his placard, says he will not use a handicapped parking spot without one.
"Sometimes I have to drive around, especially at the supermarket, to find a space that I can get into and then crutch my way in."
And Acker calls the whole situation a very sorry state of affairs. For New England Public Radio, I'm Adam Frenier.